We are learning Shmiras HaLashon Shaar Tevun Perek Yud Gimel by the Haggah, where the Chafetz Chaim yesterday, we ended with the discussion that every word we say of utter nonsense, every word we say of worthlessness, Dvarim Betalim, as it's called, will be punished with what's called the Kafa Kela, where we're like taking on a slingshot and throwing across from one end of the world to the other end of the world. I'm just saying words. I hope to never know what this means, but I don't really know what this means. Then the Chafetz Chaim says the next step is the punishment of one who speaks Dvarim Asurim, words that are forbidden to speak. Einaz Dvarim, words that hurt people, Lashon Hara, Rechilas, v'chule, etc. Mocking, Leitzanis. That the punishment is so great, he goes down to the depths of Gehenim. Now he continues, why does it say, Amar Rav Katina, Kol Misloitzei, it's whoever scoffs and mocks, Noifel b'Gehenim. He falls to the Gehenim. Now he's going to discuss this topic. V'nirli l'farish, Masha Amar l'shoin, Noifel v'lo yipol. Why does it say he falls into Gehenim? Why does it not say he will fall? Why is it he falls now, as opposed to the future, he will fall to Gehenim? Right? He's not in Gehenim now, he's still alive. So what does it mean he falls into Gehenim? That's the question. And he will explain this. He brings from the Gra, the Vilna Goyin, in the Pasuk in Mishlei. And he says, B'mashi kosef ha-Gra b'Mishlei perek alef Pasuk of Gimel. B'inyin balei halotz, in regards to leitzanus, people who mock and scoff people. Sheyesh lehem goyla ha-tayiv le-dabar dvarim b'teilem v'leitzanus af she'ein b'hem hanas ha-guf. They have this tremendous desire to knock people, to say these quick remarks that make the people feel lousy. Even though there's no physical pleasure to it. There's no enjoyment with the goof, with the body. Why is this? Why is this that people have this taiva, this yitzahara, that does not, and you don't have this hanasa goof? Well, how do you explain? There's no pleasure with the body. But yet, there are people who look around, when can they chop someone and make him feel like a piece of dirt. You know, I was once buying flowers Erev Shabbos years ago, and I just came back from the cleaners, and someone says to me, I didn't know this person from Holenwald. I happen to know he's a very witty individual. So he says to me, excuse me, sir, do you work for the sanitation department? I'm looking like, what in the world are you talking about? I mean, taking out the garbage? Now, what would you... Do you clean the floors? I didn't know what he's talking about. So, what happened was, my cleaner's garments were very low in the plastic, right, that they put around it, and it was dragging on the ground. So he's trying to tell me, I'm cleaning the floor and sweeping the floor. He's trying to tell you, want to keep your clothing clean, pick it up. But in the meantime, he says in such a way where it makes the person feel like a fool, and of course he chuckles afterwards. So you could say the same statement, you know, put your arm around. You're working for the sanitary department? And he says, I just want to suggest you pick up your cleaners, right? And he just said it in a humorous way, and don't make the person feel like he's doing something. But you could say the same words with that chuckle at the end, like, yeah, you tippish, right? And I know somebody who, you know, this is what's going on. This lights on us. You make the person feel like he's worthless. What happens? Then you feel great. Then he feels great. So he's saying there's no hanas aguf. There's no physical desire, pleasure for this. However, it comes af she'ein behem hanas aguf mipnei shebechol davar shadam oise noisnei ruach mimorim. Everything a person does, there's a spiritual surrounding from above. V'zeh ruach einu noach v'shoket ad she'oise oid dvarim ke'ele. And this ruach, this spirit, does not rest. It's running around wildly, says the Gra, explains the Chafetz Chaim from the Gra, until it finds its place to settle on. Until the person does similar acts to what he did in the past. He'll explain what this means. And then that's how we can explain how a person gets this enjoyment, whether it's a mitzvah or whether it's an aveira. V'zehu, that's what it means in Pirkei Avos, famous words we all know. Aveira gareris aveira. One aveira leads to another aveira. Umitzah gareris mitzah. One mitzah leads to another mitzah. V'chol davar aveira she gedoyla ad gam haruach haba mimenu he gedoyla. Every great mitzah you do, you put on tefillin in the morning. The Rosh says this is of the greatest mitzvahs. You put a tefillin in the morning. There's this ruach hakdusha, hakdusha, which comes and envelops a person and wraps him up and says, go do another mitzvah. Now, it depends how he puts on a tefillin. Now, the whole dover, aveira she gedoyla, gam haruach haba mimena he gedoyla. So too, the greater the aveira, there's this greater encouragement and arousement to do another aveira. Mas'ava yoysil aveira oid. He desires to do another aveira similar to this one. V'chein b'dvar mitzvah g'doyla sutu by a big mitzvah, boha ruach m'mokam kodosh m'oid mas'ava m'oid l'mitzvah nene m'oid m'mach mazeh mitzvah. So too, in regards to a greater level of kedusha of a mitzvah, the greater way he did the mitzvah, not just doing the mitzvah, oh, I'm doing the mitzvah. He's really doing a mitzvah. This ruach and wraps him and encourages him, pushes him to do more. What is the greatest mitzvah? Talmud Torah connected kulam. Learning Torah. Ulehepich. Devar mitaylan leitzonus. What is the worst? She's a hepich at Torah. Devar mitaylan. Wasting the time and nonsense and mishigas and leitzonus and knocking people. Ulechein yeshanov. Including this category, by the way, is of course all the lashon hara and everything else. I'm sorry, I'm going a little faster. We're just running out of time. That's why we therefore have hana. We have pleasure midvarim betalim from dvarim betalim and leitzonis more than other averus because it's such a great avera. Even though it's not in this world. The Gra explains because it's the opposite of Torah. So a person enjoys so much by getting it out of his system because it's such a great Aveira. So he gets such a good kick out of it. That's what the Vilna Gaon just explained. Why is it the person, even though he doesn't have an Asa Guf, physical pleasure, why does he get such a Simcha when he knocks someone? And because it's the opposite Midah Kenegamidah, it's the opposite level. Not Midah Kenegamidah, it's the Zelum Azel Salakim. It's the flip side of Limra Torah. The ruach atuma which comes from the aveira, he gufa aneshes la'odam acha pitiros v'gehenim. That ruach atuma punishes the person in gehenim. V'laze amru chazal loshen noifel gehenim lohiristanu. He falls into gehenim, the gehenim, to come to teach us shebeis amiris aleitzonus. When he says leitzonus, mirachif olav a ruach atuma gagdoy lakanal. It envelops the person for whom mamish noifel ritzolomer. He falls to Gehenim in his lifetime. Rachmanu litzlan. Presently, at that moment in time, he is falling. Not in the future, he will fall. Tomorrow, we'll try to review what we just said today.